Second of Don's Nod's broadcasts. We don't only prefer a piece of music just because of its nice melody or rhythm. Some of us have a strong feeling for a certain mood. This may be military marches or soft and romantic melodies. For this session, let's hear some classical pieces with a military or warlike flair. In Verdi's opera Aida, the Egyptian army returns victorious from a war against an enemy. Please, then, listen to the triumphal march from Aida. The Ride of the Valkyries is one of Wagner's best-known pieces. The Valkyries are eight sisters whose duties it is to carry fallen warriors to their heaven, known as Valhalla. As they greet each other, they sing their battle cry, full of their fighting spirit, and then fly off triumphantly, as you will surely feel yourself as you listen to The Ride of the Valkyries. Thank you. Mozart wrote several piano sonatas. The last movement of one sonata is called Rondo alla Turca, popularly known as the Turkish March. It is often heard on its own and is one of Mozart's best-known piano pieces. Mozart himself titled the Rondo alla Turca. It imitates the sound of Turkish Janissary bands, the music of which was much in vogue at that time. The third movement of Chopin's second sonata contains his celebrated funeral march, which gives the sonata its nickname. This is perhaps a fitting description, as it was played at the graveside during Chopin's own burial. It has become well known in popular music. It was played at the state funerals of the leaders of various nations, such as John F. Kennedy of the United States, and Russian leaders, including Leonid Brezhnev. Thank you. Another work of Chopin with a military flair is his Military Polonaise. The piece is almost entirely played strongly and with force, which makes for a patriotic performance. Each note, each accent, glows with life and power. During the September 1939 German invasion of Poland at the beginning of World War II, the Polish radio station broadcast this piece daily as a nationalistic protest and to rally the Polish people against the invasion by Nazi Germany. Some marches are happy ones. For example, wedding marches. There are two wedding marches which have been taken from classical pieces and actually used in weddings worldwide. The first is from Wagner's opera Lohengrin, the other from Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream. I am sure that you will recognize them. Here is the second wedding march. This march is one of Schubert's most famous melodies and has been arranged for full orchestra, military bands, and many different combinations of instruments. His March Militaire is a piece he wrote for piano four hands. That is, there are two piano players playing this single and beautiful work. Thank you. Every New Year's Eve, the great Vienna Philharmonic performs a New Year's concert. Every year, the conductor changes and is always one of the world's really great conductors. Of course, the program changes every year with light classical works by such composers as Johann Strauss II. However, what never changes is the final work played at each traditional New Year's concert. It is the Radetzky March by Johann Strauss II. Well, dear friends, I'll end Don's Nods here with Viennese New Year's Concert final piece. I hope that you enjoyed it. The pieces you heard here can be found in the music library, so please come and browse. I look forward to being with you again.